Jared is on vacation today. I want you to think about this when it comes to your own family, your own household, or maybe if you're single, the thought of it. When it comes to your deodorant, is it gross if other people use your deodorant? There is a mom on TikTok who says that her husband thinks that she's disgusting.
Do all of the people in your house share deodorant, or does each member that wears deodorant have their own stick of deodorant? Let me tell you why I'm asking this. I'm in the shower last night and my husband comes in to get ready for work and he's like, I can't find my deodorant. I'm like, it's in the drawer where it always is. He's like, I can't find it. Our son used it. I bet he took it. He's like, why can't he just have his own? And I was like, why would he have his own? I'm not paying for a whole nother stick of deodorant. He's like, you know, that's gross, right? And I was like, no, it's not. I said, me and the girls share deodorant. I said, that's not gross. He's like, yeah, but you don't have hair under your arms. And I was like, okay, but even if we did, I think we'd still share. And he's like, no, we need to get our own. I was like, am I crazy and wrong, or is he delusional? Because I personally think he's delusional.
Justice says that deodorant does what now?
I was just saying, like, a lot of people don't think about, it takes about 26 seconds for what you put on your skin to go into your bloodstream. Kind of like you think of it like nicotine patches and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've started working for this, like, a health and wellness company, and we take out 2,000 plus ingredients in all of our products. And so, like, I've been kind of learning about the chemicals and things that we're putting on our skin and in our bodies. And so I work for Arbonne, and so I use Arbonne deodorant, which is all natural. But, like, you know, that is when you're putting stuff under your armpits, I mean, it's going into your bloodstream in 26 seconds. So you really want to be aware of what you're putting on your skin, you know?
Basically, the aluminum active ingredient, that aluminum thing, is going into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because essentially, like, in America, we only ban about 13 chemicals from our, like, beauty industry products. That's it. 13 chemicals. Since the 1960s, we haven't banned a new chemical.
And thank you, Justice. And that's just what it's just one product that we're putting on our bodies. Think about all of the products that go in your hair, your shampoo,
everything.
Your conditioner, your body soap, your lotions, your perfumes, your makeup, and that's just the products we put on, not the products we're ingesting, like the metals and stuff, or chemicals and metals.
And think about what she just said. It's only 13 that we ban, and we ended up banning them because we must know that this causes a problem. And there may be stuff that we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have tested, but then in 10 years from now, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're putting that on. This causes this. There's got to be, because smoking, we know for a fact that smoking, putting a chemical in your lung, causes cancer.
Now.
Right.
Now we
know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So why would we not have some evidence that shows that anything we put on our bodies, any type of chemical or any type of, I hate to say it, but even makeup stuff, that doesn't have something to do with cancer too. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is one of the leading causes of death. It has to make sense. Plus, look at lung cancer and everything else. We got, you know, carbon monoxide from cars and everything else, which I know we have to have. And I'm not a green person at all.
But it's everywhere.
But it is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the best we could do to eliminate that for health reasons, I think, is important.
Yeah.
I don't do it. I have to wear the deodorant. I'm not going to go around smelling. I have to take the risk so I don't go around smelling.
Maybe you just prioritize your risks. Maybe, you know? Samantha, a mom on TikTok says that her entire family uses the exact same stick. One stick they buy of deodorant, and the whole family uses it because she doesn't want to have to buy a whole bunch of sticks of deodorant for everybody because it would be a lot of money. Would you let your family members use your deodorant?
It is just me and my daughter. My daughter's 18. No, I love her, but no, I literally have like 4 or 5 sticks around the house. Plus spray. Just like, do not touch mine. If you lose yours, go get another one out of the cabinet, because please do not touch it. I love you, but no.
Yeah, I wouldn't a pinch. Thank you. I wouldn't a pinch, but I think the overall consensus for me is get your own. Mm-hmm. And Jason, by the way, before I get a text from my husband who says that it's not true, I usually use like the all natural deodorants, but I've been doing this thing for the past year where I'm trying not to buy products, try to use what I have, because I'm a product junkie and I have so many things. So I've just been using what I have. I think right now I'm using like the Dove, and it's a spray one, and I don't love it.
Dove has the antiperspirant in it. Anything with antiperspirant changes everything.
I think it does, but I don't even like the thought of the spray going up into
It's going into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So back to the crystals.
But, well, now, you know, maybe I would be, and maybe you would be, and Matt and everybody else would be more into not wearing deodorant if nobody ever wore it to begin with.
Yes.
Because then we'd be desensitized by the smell. It's kind of like when you go into your own house and you have a dog, you don't smell it anymore. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But other people do. We would just be desensitized.
Or like Matthew McConaughey. He's desensitized, but not everybody
I
else.
He smells a little bit.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't smell it. Everybody else does.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Oh,
that's the worst. Knowing that people think you smell, it's awful.
But maybe we could just start small, and we all on the show stop wearing deodorant.
No.
Just so we can make this like a Tupperware.
That's the one thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Tupperware lid.
Yeah, bake in the studio.
Sick.
And our own scent.
Forget it. Here's the reason the mom says that she will not, from TikTok, she will not be buying numerous sticks of deodorant.
I'm not buying 5 to 8 sticks of deodorant every month. I would need to put extra money into our budget but we all use clinical strength deodorant. That's like $10 to $12 a thing. I'm not spending $60 to $80 on deodorant just so everybody can have their own stick.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing because you're using one more faster than the others. But the clinical strength, that is even more chemical.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And it is way more expensive.
I wouldn't use clinical. That's pushing it.
Yeah. That's over the line for Jason.
That's where my health prioritizes
That's
my
it.
Scent.
So, the fact of the matter is, when I go into the stores, I look for ones that have less of that aluminum. There's different levels you can get.
They do.
And
put
I found
percentage.
A couple that's less. But then you see that Costco deal of Gillette one. It's too many deodorants for the price. I'm like,
too good of a deal. Too good of a deal.